At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, arose, placed his upper robe over one shoulder, set his right knee on the ground, bowed with his palms together toward the Blessed One, and said the following to the Blessed One. Blessed One, since Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, do not smile without cause and without conditions, what is the cause of the smile and what are the conditions? The Blessed One said, Paisajasena, do you see groups of beings from all the world systems of the four directions coming toward me? He said, Blessed One, I do not see them. The Blessed One said, Paisajasena, in that case, examine carefully and look at the groups of beings. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, looked all about, and he saw that to the east there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled on one side of it. The people did not speak, they did not talk, they did not converse, they did not eat, they did not arise, they did not move about, they sat in silence. To the south there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. Converse, they did not eat, they did not arise, they did not move about, they sat in silence. To the south there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled by it. These people did not talk and did not speak. 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled by it. These people did not talk either. They did not speak. They did not speak at all. They did not converse at all. They did not arise. They did not move about. They sat in silence. To the north there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled by it. These people did not talk either. They did not speak. They did not speak at all. They did not converse at all. They did not arise. They did not move about. They sat in silence. In the downward direction, there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled by it. Those people did not talk either. They did not talk. They did not speak. They did not speak at all. They did not converse at all. They did not arise. They did not move about. They sat in silence. In the upward direction, there appeared a tree measuring some 7,000 yojanas. 25,000 million groups of people were assembled by it. Those people did not talk either. They did not talk. They did not speak. They did not speak at all. They did not converse at all. They did not arise. They did not move about. They sat in silence. Thereupon, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, said to the Blessed One, If the Blessed One would grant me the opportunity to pose a question and then have it explained, I would like to ask a question of the Blessed One, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha, regarding a certain point in question. He said this, and the Blessed One spoke to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, as follows. Paisajasena, ask whatever you wish, and I will delight your mind with an explanation of whatever is asked. He spoke thus, and the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, said the following to the Blessed One. Blessed One, for what purpose did many groups of people from the worlds in the four directions come and remain here? And then from between the lower and upper directions, 50,000 million groups of beings came and remain here. What is the reason for this? What are the conditions? The Blessed One said, Paisajasena, go yourself and ask the Tathagatas in the world systems from which they came. He said, Through the production of whose supernatural power should I go? The Blessed One said, Produce your own supernatural power and go through that. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, circumambulated the Blessed One 3 times and disappeared right there. After passing 96 million world systems, he arrived at the world system called Chandra Pradipa. There, the Blessed One, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha, Chandravati Kshetra, was teaching the Dharma, seated in front and completely surrounded by 80,000 million Bodhisattvas. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, remained before the Blessed One, the Tathagata Chandravati Kshetra. With his palms together, he bowed down toward the Blessed One and then said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, why is it that I do not see here presently the groups of people who are presently gathering from the 10 directions and coming into the presence of the Shakyamuni Tathagata in the Saha world system? The Blessed One said, Paisajasena, they wander about and abide right there. He said, But Blessed One, how is that? At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paisajasena, went up to where the Tathagata Chandravati Kshetra was. Once he had arrived, he sat before that Tathagata. He said the following to the Blessed One. Blessed One, I passed 96,000 million world systems and have come here, and, Blessed One, nowhere have I seen as many sentient beings as those that are seen there. The Blessed One said, "Those sentient beings arose from mindless trees." He said, "Blessed One, who has seen or heard of arising from trees that have no mind?" The Blessed One said, "Vaishajasena, have you not seen or heard of the arising of people from mindless trees?" He said, "Blessed One, I have not seen or heard of that." The Blessed One said, "Vaishajasena, if you wish to see, I will show you now." He said, "Blessed One, I wish to. Sugata, I wish to." Thereupon the Tathagata Trandavati Kshetra extended his arm, and from that arm 100,000 million groups of beings arose. Each of those groups of people extended 100 arms and scattered incense, garlands, and various lotions as offerings to the Tathagata. And the Blessed One said, "Paishajasena, do you see this group of people scattering incense, garlands, and lotions as offerings to the Tathagata?" He said, "Blessed One, I see them. Sugata, I see them." The Blessed One said, "These groups of beings who arose are mindless. These people are mindless." Then each of those 100,000 million human beings had 100 arms, and they all fell down. Then, when the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, had seen that, he said to the Blessed One, "Blessed One, what is this? Sugata, what is this that the people's 100 arms fall down in an instant to? Blessed One, if even the 100 armed ones are not liberated, what need is there to mention those with 2 arms?" The Blessed One said, "Paishajasena, similarly, the sentient beings are born mindlessly. They cease mindlessly. Vaishajasena, you should know that this body also comes about mindlessly." He said, "Blessed One, regarding these sentient beings, which are young, which are old?" The Blessed One said, "Vaishajasena, there are young sentient beings, and there are also old sentient beings." He said, "Blessed One, which are young, which are old?" The Blessed One said, "Those who were falling down just now are old. Those who were born from the trees are young." He said, "Blessed One, I wish to see the young sentient beings." At that, the Tathagata Trandavati Kshetra extended the palm of his right hand, and thereupon there came 100,000 million groups of people from each of the 10 directions. From the lower and upper directions there came 50 million groups of people each. When these groups of people had arrived, they prostrated with their heads at the feet of the Blessed One. After that, they did not speak to the Tathagata. They did not speak at all. They sat in silence. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, said to the Blessed One, "Blessed One, why is it that these sentient beings do not speak to the Blessed One, do not speak at all, and remain without speaking?" The Blessed One said, "Paishajasena, do you not understand? The land is mindless, and it does not speak. It does not speak at all, and it does not understand the heap of dharma either. If you should wonder why that is so, Paishajasena, some young sentient beings here do not understand birth, although they have seen it. Cessation, aging, sickness, sorrow, weeping, separation from loved ones, coming into contact with what is unpleasant, parting with friends, dying, untimely death, they do not understand any of these unbearable sufferings. Even though they have seen them, they are not moved and revolted by them. So how could they possibly understand them? Paishajasena, they must be taught again and again." At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, said this to the Blessed One, "Blessed One, from where have these young sentient beings who do not know the Dharma come? From where did they migrate at death, and where will they be born?" The Blessed One said, "Paishajasena, listen. These human bodies that they have received were not made by a jeweler. They were not made by a coppersmith. They were not made by a carpenter. They were not made by a potter. They were not made out of fear of a king. Rather, they arise from the union of a man and woman, and from the possession of bad karma. Those sentient beings, too, are taught a trade again and again, and because of that, endless unbearable sufferings and unbearable feelings arise. In that, they experience the ripening of wicked, non-virtuous actions done previously. Paishajasena, in this place, these sentient beings who have come here and are not rising up will feel these sorts of suffering. Paishajasena, for this reason, they do not speak. They do not speak at all. Paishajasena, that being so, these young sentient beings do not understand virtue. They do not understand birth. They do not understand cessation. They will not attain human bodies even. And these, Paishajasena, are what are called young sentient beings." He said, "Blessed One, how are these young sentient beings born? How do they cease?" The Blessed One said, "Paishajasena, it is as follows. To make an analogy, some man might bring a piece of wood into contact with fire. Just as that wood would gradually catch on fire, in the same way, Paishajasena, one is initially born into a human body. After birth, one then experiences sensations. He said, Blessed One, who is actually born here? After birth, who completely passes beyond? The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, the Buddha himself is born. The Tathagata himself completely passes beyond. It is as follows. To make an analogy, the king puts some man in bondage and imprisons him in a dark and gloomy building. After the man enters that gloomy building, once inside that gloomy building, he sees that it is a gloomy building. Then another man who has previously been affected by some experience of suffering sees this and thinks, This man is ill-suited for this. Because he has not experienced suffering previously, it will kill him. Reflecting on this, he took fire and went there and left a slight bit of fire behind in that house. The man who had been put in that jail saw the fire, and when he saw it, he was consoled and cheered up. But that fire for some reason flared up, and this blazing fire completely burnt up that house, and the man was also burnt up right there. Then, when the king heard that he had been burnt, he was displeased. He thought, From now on, no sentient being will be put in prison in my land. Thinking in this way, the king then said to the sentient beings dwelling in his land, O you sentient beings, have no fear. Do not be afraid. You should not fear. From now on in my land there will be no corporal punishment or imprisonment. No sentient being will be deprived of life. O sentient beings, have no fear. Just as he reassured them, so too Paishajasena, the Tathagata, who has burnt up all the delusions, has entirely pacified all illness. Just as that man burned his own body too through the burning of the building, and having set out for the sake of sentient beings' aims, benefit, and happiness, he completely liberates sentient beings who are bound from their bondage, likewise too the Tathagata abandoned the stains of attachment, anger, and ignorance, and having arisen in the world like a lamp for all sentient beings, he completely liberates sentient beings from the bodies of hell beings, animals, pretas, and asuras, and he also completely liberates young sentient beings and old sentient beings too. At that, these verses emerge from the space above. The conqueror's field is a wondrous field, a wholesome field and well prepared. Any seed planted in it will not go to waste at all. The conqueror's field is a pure land. The teachings of the Buddha are praised. In order to embrace all beings, the teacher also makes the means. Though he abides in the sphere of nirvana, he appears upon the face of the earth. After perpetually pacifying the world, Buddha purifies the objects given. He liberates the young beings, he liberates the old ones too. From the three realms gradually he frees all beings completely. He closes the doors to the hells. He liberates animals and pretas. Having made peace in this world, he creates happiness in the next. Then the Blessed One displayed a smile and said, It is excellent to see those who are excellent. The Dharma, a field of qualities, this also is excellent. To see the Sangha assembled is excellent. The teaching of the Sanghata is also excellent. Destroying misdeeds is excellent. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, bowed down with his palms together toward the Blessed One and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, what is the reason for smiling? What are the conditions? The Blessed One said, Child of the lineage, do you see these young sentient beings? He said, Blessed One, I see them. Sugata, I see them. The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, all of them will be established on the 10 grounds on this very day. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, remains in the sky above at a height of 80,000 yojanas, and 80,000 million devas release a rain of flowers on the Blessed One. The young sentient beings too make prostrations with palms joined. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, said these words while remaining in the sky above. He fills the galaxy of a billion world systems with sound. The sentient beings born in the 32 great hells hear the sound. The 32 types of devas hear that sound. The galaxy of a billion world systems also trembled in 6 ways. In the great ocean, 84,000 nagas were also shaken. 30,000 million rakshasas came to this planet. 25,000 million pretas, yakshas, and rakshasas came from the royal city of Vardhakavati, and this huge assembly gathered before the Blessed One. Then the Blessed One taught the Dharma to the young sentient beings, and 100,000, 30,000 million Rakshasas came to this planet. 25,000 million Pretas, Yakshas, and Rakshasas came from the royal city of Ardhakavati, and this huge assembly gathered before the Blessed One. Then the Blessed One taught the Dharma to the young sentient beings, and 100,000 million Bodhisattvas came from the world systems of the 10 directions, each by their own supernatural power. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, bowed down, placing his palms together toward the Blessed One, and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, many are the Bodhisattvas that have gathered and are here. Sugata, there are many. Blessed One, many too are the Devas and Nagas that have gathered and are here. From the royal city of Ardhakavati, many millions of Rakshasas also arrived, assembled, and are here. Then the Blessed One said to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, Child of the lineage, come down. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, descended from the space above by supernatural powers, placed his palms together, and bowed down toward the Blessed One. He said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, the mass of Dharma that is spoken of, Blessed One, of what extent is this mass of Dharma? The Blessed One said, Child of the lineage, it is called the mass of Dharma when one unequivocally strives for celibacy, and also when, having unequivocally striven for celibacy, one abandons all wickedness. Child of the lineage, do you see the young beings who, having abandoned impure conduct, will undoubtedly attain Dharani and will also all become endowed with all the Dharmas? He said, Blessed One, by what means are all these many sentient beings gathering and listening to the mass of Dharma? At that, the Blessed One said to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, Paishajasena, most sentient beings do not hear that birth as such is suffering. They do not hear that aging as such is suffering. They do not hear that sickness as such is suffering, that sorrow is suffering, weeping is suffering, separation from loved ones and coming into contact with what is disagreeable is suffering. Death, after all these sufferings, steals away body and life. Paishajasena, these are what are called all sufferings. Then those young sentient beings, having heard this teaching, bowed down with their palms together toward the Blessed One and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, we too will die. The Blessed One said, You and all sentient beings will die. They said, Blessed One, how will our time of death bear down on us? The Blessed One said, Children of the lineage, at the time of death, at the last moment of consciousness, there is a wind called causing cessation of consciousness, a wind called confusing the consciousness, and a wind called disturbing the consciousness. And, children of the lineage, at the time of death, in the final moment of consciousness, these three winds will stir up, they will confuse, and they will cause disturbances. They said, Blessed One, what are the three winds that destroy the body at the time of death when the consciousness ceases? The Blessed One said, Friends, weapon, compelling, and injuring cause the destruction of the body. They said, Blessed One, what sort of thing is this that is called the body? The Blessed One said, Friends, it is also called completely ablaze, burnt, mucus, belching, cremation ground, vile mind, a heavy burden, tortured by birth, violently shaken by birth, tormenting one's life force, and causing death and separation from loved ones. Friends, these are what is called the body. They said, Blessed One, how does one die? How does one live on? The Blessed One said, Friends, what is called consciousness dies. Long-lived ones, what is called merit lives on. Friends, what is called the body dies. Bound with millions of sinews, endowed with 84,000 pores, connected with 12,000 parts, and supported by 360 bones. 84 types of parasites live inside the body, and there is death for all these living beings. There is death, which is cessation. When a person dies, all those living beings also have their hopes dashed. Then, because all the living beings eat one another, this moves and disturbs the winds. At that time, they will experience suffering. Some will grieve for their sons, some will grieve for their daughters, some will grieve for their companions. They will all be pierced by agonizing pains. They will try to eat one another, and then, when they have eaten one another, two living beings are left, and these two fight for 7 days. After 7 days have passed, one living being is destroyed, the other is freed. Long-lived ones, if you should wonder what it is that is called dharma, what do you think? Just as these living beings clashed with one another and then died, in the same way childish, ordinary individuals also clash with one another. They are not frightened by birth. They are not frightened by aging. They are not frightened by sickness. They are not frightened by death. Just as the two living beings fought, so too do childish, ordinary individuals fight one another. Then, at the time of death, virtuous people say to them, Person, in what are you trusting? Have you not seen even the slightest shortcomings? Have you not seen the shortcomings of birth? Have you not seen the shortcomings of aging and sickness? Have you not seen the shortcomings of death? They said, Long-lived one, we have seen the shortcomings of birth, and we have seen the shortcomings of aging and sickness. We have seen the shortcomings of death, too, at the end of it all. They said, Why did you not engage in activities to create roots of virtue? Why did you not create the roots of virtue of the mass of dharma that increases happiness in both worlds? Friends, I ask a second time, why did you not create the collection of virtue that would emancipate you completely from birth and death? Why did you not make any investigation as to where you should correctly direct your attention? How did you not hear the sound of the beating of the gong on the earth? Have you not seen the sowing of seeds in the field of the Tathagata and the giving of incense, garlands, and lamps? Have you not seen as well the offering of food and drink to the Tathagata, or the contentment of the four groups of followers, bhikshus, bhikshunis, male holders of lay precepts, and female holders of lay precepts, these four groups of followers who are fully devoted to the teachings? They would speak like that to him and make accusations in order to benefit him. And, Your Majesty, you did not do even the slightest thing. Man, after coming to this planet Earth, you have committed non-virtuous actions. At that time, the Dharma King granted teachings to the dead person in verses. You have seen a Tathagata arise and heard the beating of the gong. You have heard the teaching of Dharma that goes to the peace of Nirvana. Nevertheless, you did not act. At that, the man spoke in reply, I was of a childish mind coming under the sway of wicked friends. With a mind befuddled by desire, I committed wicked acts. I followed my desires as well and took the lives of living beings. I wasted even what belongs to the Sangha. Unbearable is the fruit that comes from that. With a mind that would do harm, I caused the destruction of stupas. I uttered two abusive words. Even my mother I tormented. Of what I did with my body, the shortcomings I recognize. In the great hell of lamenting, extremely unbearable rebirths I see. I will feel the cessations of crushing hell. Likewise, I will experience sensations in the extremely hot hell and an unbearable Mahavichi, split open in great lotus hell and as a hell being into these sufferings, in the greatly fearsome marked with black lines, I will be born 100 times. After they are killed, hell beings again will see those frightful things. Over and over they will fall 100 yojanas into great dangers, and they will not find any way out. Later they will plunge into darkness. In the hell that bears the name Razor, 1,000 razors will arise. They will be born in front of razors in the hundreds of thousands of millions. Due to faulty deeds I have done, my body will be sliced by them. The body will be destroyed completely by unbearable great and churning winds. Continually in hells like these I will experience suffering. All these beings will see me, my body, in tremendous pain. I took away others' wealth as well in order to sustain my household. O, my sons and my daughters, brothers and sisters similarly, father, mother likewise too, many friends and relatives and servants and laborers and cattle, livestock and assistants, I went astray toward aims that were bad. For vessels of gold and silver and likewise for soft fine garments and setting out to make a home, through all of these I went astray. A very splendid house I built with men and women lounging about. I went astray through the lute and cymbal, my uncontrolled mind filled with delight. Though my body was washed in scented waters, even now it still lacks gratitude. Body, you are mindless, but for your sake I went astray. In the future, not one soul being will become my protector when a great and churning wind unbearably ravishes my body. Likewise, I ate exquisite tasty foods, savoring variety with my tongue. Around my head were bound extremely many well-made garlands, lovely ones. By beauty my eyes were led astray. There is no protection for the eyes. The eyes are the cause of those misdeeds I committed after I had seen. My ears are the cause for which hands were torn and cut by diamonds. On both my arms were fastened bracelets, rings were both, my mind became extremely attached. Once I had touched very smooth things with strong craving, I kept them close. I also placed my body atop a variety of carpets and beddings. After bathing in excellent fragrant waters, I anointed my body with fragrance. I scented the air with incense of divine camphor and sandalwood. I beautified my complexion. I daubed myself lavishly with musk. After anointing myself with scented antique oils and jasmine and champaka flowers, I clothed myself in garments of fine white Benares muslin. After coming down from the back of an elephant, I mounted atop the back of a horse. I thought of myself as a king. People scurried in front of me. I was excessively familiar with female attendants who were highly trained in song and dance. Wild animals who had done no harm, with arrows I struck and killed. Because I did not know of future lives, I committed wicked acts like these. I ate the flesh of other beings, and thus the suffering of mine will become unbearable. But I did not understand death. I was of a childish mind, and so I nourished my body. Now that death has come to me today, I have no one at all as a protector. All you friends and relatives, why do you look into my face? For what do you wear tattered mourning clothes? For what do you weep and lament out loud? For what do you loosen and dishevel your hair? For what do you draw blood in grief? For what do you scatter dust about the head? For what do you beat your breast? During my lifetime I ought to have abandoned wickedness. Why are you in anguish? My body has become the food of jackals, dogs, crows, and birds. It is of no use to nourish this body. It is the property of the serpent of death, and thus a person will continually be born. The medicine that frees one from this fear, that is the sort of medicine to take. The medicine that the doctors gave, that is of no use to me. Give me now, at my dying time, the medicine of Dharma that sets one free from the serpent of the delusions. Do not give flesh to me. Though this body has been nurtured so, it will be destroyed inevitably. Since it bestows suffering, why take up this heap of wickedness? This body, though tended with great care, will engage in vicious acts. Son and daughter, for what reason do you gaze upon me with your eyes? Protect me from this illness. O my son and my daughter, why do you weep pointlessly? Do nothing unworthy for my sake. In order to support you, I even plundered others' wealth. Now that my death time has arrived, it is hopeless what to do. I am terrified of birth and lower realms. I am completely crushed by dying as well. I feel acutely the sense of touch, discrimination. I feel acutely the sense of touch, discrimination, sensations, and conditioned mental factors. Due to craving, childish beings wander and reach unbearable results. Birth into bad families, there too one is bound to grief. Knowing I had little merit, I caused trouble for others. My generosity and ethics deteriorated completely, and I turned my back on the Dharma. Because I did not understand rebirth, I was deluded by the serpent of delusion. Due to ignorance, childish beings wander where there is no liberation. Not knowing the meaning of liberation, confused, they commit wicked acts. Due to delusions, childish beings wander, their minds continually disturbed. In the body that has various types of bonds, fire blazes and burns it up. In places where there is no happiness, confused, the body utterly wanders. It does not know that happiness from which utter happiness arises. The field of the Buddha that gives happiness, the wheel of the Dharma that is the supreme medicine, ethical conduct that is true ethics, these are the pure voice of the Tathagata. Then the Blessed One spoke to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, as follows. Paishajasena, although sentient beings weep and lament at their time of death, no one will be their protector except for the ripening of the results of good actions they have done. The Blessed One spoke these words and uttered the following verses as well. By committing wicked acts, they fall into sentient beings' hells. They will be dressed in burning garments. In their thirst, they will drink molten iron. Burning embers will fall on their bodies. Once burnt in the extremely unbearable, greatly terrifying hells, their bodies will be set ablaze. They will not know happiness. They will not know Dharma either in any way. Due to what is not Dharma, childish beings wander, not finding even the slightest happiness. Those who have faith and ethics in abundance, possess wisdom and great austerity, and associate with virtuous friends, these will swiftly become a Tathagata. To arise as a Buddha in the world, supreme joyful effort must be made, all sentient beings held within one's care, and one must teach the Dharma of virtuous action. On loving thoughts, and likewise too, on supreme celibacy, remain focused. Vaishajasena, after having heard this speech, you should practice this supremely. Seeing liberation and enlightened, and the leader whose speech is acclaimed, and the father and the mother of the world, he is called Bodhicitta. A virtuous friend who teaches this Dharma in the world is supremely rare. Those who listen with respect to the teachings of Buddha will become unsurpassed Buddhas gone to bliss. Those who are respectful toward the peaceful Buddha's heirs will also become the protectors of the world, releasing all sentient beings. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, said this to the Blessed One. Blessed One, why are the cliff sides here trembling, greatly trembling? He said this, and the Blessed One said to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, Paishajasena, look and see. The Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, looked and saw fissures in the earth in the four directions. He saw 20 million people appear from the ravines that had been opened by the fissures in the earth. He saw 20 million people appear from below, and 25 million people appear from above. Then those young beings observed that and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, who are these born here? The Blessed One said, look at this group of beings. They said, Blessed One, we see them. The Blessed One said, this group of beings was born for the sake of your happiness. They said, will these sentient beings die too? The Blessed One said, friends, that is so. All sentient beings will die. Then the previous young sentient beings, those who were born first, bowed down with their palms together toward the Blessed One and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, we would not like to see birth and death again. The Blessed One said, well then, would you like to acquire the power of joyful effort? They said, may we see the Tathagata directly. Then may we listen to the Dharma that we have requested to hear and that is delightful. May we see the assembly of the Tathagata Shravaka Sangha. May we see the Bodhisattvas who have great supernatural abilities and great power. Blessed One, these are the sorts of things we like. We do not like to look at birth and death. Then, through supernatural powers, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, and 500 other Bodhisattvas arose from their seats simultaneously, and all arose into the space above through supernatural powers. They sat cross-legged and concentrated. From all of their bodies, lions appeared, tigers appeared, snakes appeared, elephants appeared. They revealed a display of great supernatural powers. On the mountain, too, they sat cross-legged and went upwards a distance of 20,000 yojanas. They caused 10,000 million moons and suns to descend as well. Then the young sentient being said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, what is the reason and what are the conditions for there being light rays and for the great supernatural displays appearing in the world? The Blessed One said, Children of the lineage, look at the moon and sun appearing. They said, Blessed One, we see them. Sugata, we see them. The Blessed One said, as for these, bodhisattvas display light rays shining from their own bodies and supernatural powers and magical transformations. After they display them, they teach the Dharma to sentient beings for the benefit of many beings, for the happiness of many beings, out of compassionate affection for the world, and for the aims, benefit, and happiness of the great collections of beings and devas and humans. After displaying here human bodies, strength, and joyful effort, they demonstrate such sorts of powers. They said, Blessed One, please give a Dharma teaching in order to bring about the appearance of light rays shining. As soon as they said this, the Blessed One said to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, Paishajasena, did you see the galaxy of a billion world systems tremble in six ways? He said, Blessed One, I have seen it. Sugata, I have seen it. And he was considering, what if I were to ask the Tathagata about this point? As he thought thus, the Blessed One said, Paishajasena, ask whatever you wish, and I will satisfy your mind with an explanation of whatever you ask. I will teach. I will analyze. By Shajasena, I will show all that belongs to the past, future, and present times. He said, Blessed One, please teach in order to clear away our doubts. Blessed One, I see the Tathagata surrounded by 84,000 children of the Devas, 84,000 million Bodhisattvas, 12,000 million Naga kings, 18,000 million Putas, and 25,000 million Pretas and Pishachas. The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, without a doubt, these sentient beings have gathered in an assembly before me and sat down in order to hear the Dharma. Paishajasena, on this very day, they will overcome cyclic existence. Out of a wish to benefit all sentient beings, on this very day, they will attain the 10 grounds. Having been established on the 10 grounds, they will attain the sphere of Nirvana. For the sake of liberation from aging and death, after doing deeds to bring about happiness and to vanquish the noose of the delusions, they will accomplish the Buddha's teachings. He said, Blessed One, many abodes for sentient beings have arisen due to various karmas. Why do they remain surrounding the Blessed One? The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, listen. Sentient beings who are confused and do not know, how could they become free? These many young sentient beings today will attain Dharanis. In order to attain the 10 grounds, they will come to fully know all dharmas, and they will attain those 10 grounds. They will perform the activities of a Buddha. They will turn the wheel of the dharma. They will release a rain of dharma. Thus, since beings have gathered, my teaching will be delightful. Devas and Nagas and Pretas and terribly unbearable Asuras will be established on the 10 grounds. They will proclaim the sound of the dharma. They will beat the Dharma gong. They will sound the Dharma conch. These young sentient beings also will have the power of joyful effort. Just as the Tathagata attained it, so will they attain the Dharma today. Then 5,000 of the young beings arose from their seat, placed their palms together, bowed down in the direction of the Blessed One, and said to the Blessed One, Since there is no end found to bondage within samsara, the body is a heavy burden, Blessed One, greatly fearful, unbearable. We find no path whatsoever, indeed no path is seen, and thus, Protector, since we are blind, we ask you to gather us in. To you, the hero, we make requests, may the guide teach the Dharma. We were born with little wisdom and find no happiness at all. Please do teach the Dharma to us, from unbearable suffering set us free. Wherever it is that we are born, may we see a Buddha there. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, went to where the young beings were and said the following, Have something to eat. Have some wonderful tasting drinks. Later, when your fear has gone, listen to the Dharma fearlessly. They said, Venerable Elder, who are you? We ourselves do not know you. We see that you are beautiful, your form is serene, and your fame great. You are released from the great fears of the world of pretas, hell beings, and animals. Just like one who beautifies the world, all your negativity is pacified. We see a vessel in your hand made of 7 precious substances and a cord of jewels on your body, ornamented with a mass of radiance. To the words spoken by you who are peaceful, we are unable to offer any reply. We do not need any food, nor do we need delicious drinks. From food what emerges is excrement. Likewise, what is drunk becomes urine. Juices transform into blood. In the same way from blood comes flesh. Thus we do not need even nicely prepared food and drinks, nor do we need fine garments of woven silk or woolen cloth. Golden bracelets we do not need. We have no need of strands of pearls. On our fingers we need no rings. All these are transient in nature. We seek a life that does not go to migrations that are bad. We strive for the Deva's happiness and for the giving of Dharma. Virtuous friends are what we need, not to be wheel-turning kings. Having left behind a lovely continent, wheel-turning kings will also die. Sons will not follow after them, nor will wives or daughters. The 7 precious things will be left behind. They will not follow after them. Though they gather many people to them, these will not follow along behind. No one will scurry in front of them, nor will it be thus later on. After being a king for just one life, due to impermanence they will wander. Due to having done many wicked acts, they will fall into the howling hell. After being surrounded on all 4 sides by 7 jewels and by amazing power, When the time for the howling hell ripens, where will that amazing power be? Since they are nowhere to be found on earth, having died, they cannot display these powers. Elder, please listen to us. Please go to where the Tathagata is. We earnestly wish to see him, just like a mother or father. We do not have any mother, nor have we a father or siblings. The Tathagata is chief in this world. He is father and mother. He is the sun and the moon. He reveals the path to happiness. He liberates us from samsara so that we are not reborn later. He is the boat that saves us from the river and the terrifying river of the delusions. By him, beings are completely freed. They will not come back again. He who shows supreme enlightenment explains the holy Dharma too. We do not have need of food. We do not wish the result of a kingdom. Those who fear the realms of hell should not go to the Devas' world. The life of a human is happy. There the all-knowing one appears. Due to harmful actions one has done oneself, one's life is short and one wanders. They do not know death, but they know kingdoms and the enjoyments they desire. Those deceived by birth and death do not know and have no fear. Those confused by impermanence do not know the subtle Dharma. They do not perform subtle duties and do not know the sphere of peace. As they face death, they feel no remorse. Again and again they are reborn. For a long time, overwhelmed with suffering, continually beaten up with sticks, and then they will steal from others too. Likewise, they will be bound and killed. Compelled by previous wickedness, they are bound with the five bonds. Their hopes also will be cut off. They will be pierced with pangs of pain. When their consciousness is seized pitifully, they will lament, "Who will be my protector? Gold and silver and crystal, all my wealth I will offer. I will even become a servant. In the way that servants do, I will perform any and all tasks. We don't need kingdoms or property, nor either wealth or even grain. We do not need our own body. Those who act badly are not freed. This being so, O elder, we do not have need for food. Those who eat delicious foods, even kings, will also die. Those who drink the best of drinks, Deva sons, will also die. Food and drink prepared with skill and of many varied flavors are placed before the king, and then with his tongue he touches them. Then kings become attached to tastes and commit not minor wicked acts, attached to transitory tastes that are lacking in essence. We do not have need of drink, nor do we have need of food. What we need is such Dharma itself that liberates us from suffering. And the one who is released from bondage to craving, freed from bondage to delusions, and fully freed from all bondage, in that Buddha we take refuge. We wish to go for refuge to the great sage who protects the world. We also wish to go to prostrate to the one who is joyful for beings to behold. Since we do not know your name, please tell us your illustrious name. Paishajasena said, "You and all beings likewise have the wish to hear the name. Young beings in the billions surround the Tathagata." They said, "You are a disciple of Buddha. Your name is profoundly well renowned. Similarly, all beings have the wish to hear your name." He said, "Paishajasena is my name. I am the medicine of sentient beings. The best of all the medicines, that one I will teach to you. The one that pacifies all the sicknesses that have infected sentient beings. The sickness of attachment is a great sickness. Unbearable, it terrifies the world. The sickness of ignorance is great and fierce, making one wander mindlessly. Sentient beings go to hells and likewise among pretas and animals. These childish beings possessed by anger, how could they be pacified?" They said, "By hearing this virtuous Dharma, we will be freed from all suffering. We are of childish mind and ignorant, but after being freed from all suffering, we abandon doing wicked acts. May we hear the gift of Dharma. Having given up all wicked acts, we gave up dreadful suffering too. May we swiftly see the perfect Buddha, the doctor who pacifies all sicknesses. He is the king of physicians, curing all those who suffer. To pay homage to the Tathagata, elder, please do quickly go. After prostrating, please speak our words to the leader of the world. Pacify fully this disease. The whole body is fully ablaze. Pacify this dreadful fire that burns up and destroys our peace. The burden of the body is a heavy burden, an extremely fierce and sharp burden. For us who are overwhelmed with suffering, oath-bound ascetic, have compassion. Beings bear perpetually the oppressive burden of anger and ignorance. Not knowing how to be freed of the burden, they shoulder it time and time again. Those who do not know the path of freedom and who do not see freedom's path, though they are aware of death, still this does not produce fear. Thinking, I will never die, those who rest comfortably are thoroughly confused. Due to that, although they see their mother die, they are unaware. Some do not recall their father, continually oppressed by disease and disturbed by delusions and karma. How in this case are we to eat? Ignorant and worn out by suffering, we are exhausted pointlessly. Suffering like this of yours arises on the basis of ignorance. Discrimination, sensations, and conditioned mental factors are a great, fearful, heavy burden. Due to craving, childish beings wander, thoroughly unaware of Dharma. Surrounded by the burden of the body, they are born into the world meaninglessly. They need clean, exquisite clothes, water to bathe in, and lotions. They will need delicious food that is gratifying to the body. The ear likewise makes one seek out the five attractive musical instruments. The eyes makes one attach to figures made of the seven precious substances. The tongue also makes one search out all the delicious flavors. The body makes one continually seek soft and light objects to touch. The body attains a flesh coupling even with pleasure, and from that this mindless body is produced. Who would find pleasure in that? In wearing very fine footwear, therein my feet do find pleasure. Yet when it comes the time to die, these clothes and lotions offer no protection. Since even the body is no protection, no need to speak of clothes and lotion. In wearing very fine footwear, therein my feet do find pleasure. Yet when it comes the time to die, these clothes and lotions offer no protection. Since even the body is no protection, no need to speak of clothes and lotion. What is called human is the body. It will attain breath and great strength, the power to listen and analyze. In that, this body has great qualities. Formerly, I caroused and roamed, always accompanied by horses and elephants. Since I did not know the Dharma that liberates, how attached I was to wicked acts. Since I did not know about future lives, for my amusement I had wickedness done. Again and again I was born. Again and again death came to me. Again and again I saw sorrow, thoroughly bound by lamentation. I saw also my mother's deaths. I saw the deaths of my fathers, of companions, sisters, children, wives. Since all that is compounded is empty, what being with a mind would be attached? But with my mind captive to desire, I thought them to be reliable. I did not observe the peaceful Dharma. There is no joy whatsoever in death. Due to a mind obscured by desire, I did not make offerings. Thus desire is without equal in wickedness, and still it has not been turned away. Mistaken fully, we were born. Beings are endlessly mistaken. Mistaken fully, we hear sounds, holding on to what is not the holy Dharma. We seek liberation and meditation. We will not carry the burden of the body. May we become the chief of beings, Buddhas, teachers, for the sake of the world. A Buddha is mother and father of the world. A Buddha who reveals the path causes a rain of jewels to fall everywhere upon the earth. Foolish beings do not know of what sort the Dharma collection is. One who dedicates their mind to enlightenment will actualize the Dharma collection. All that is compounded is empty. Empty, too, are riches and wealth. When one sees as empty even oneself, at that point one has no hopes. Elder Paishajasena, please listen to these words of ours. For the sake of the bodhisattvas, we ask you to go as a messenger. Recalling all the faults of samsara, bodhisattvas are not fatigued. Endowed with effort and great austerity, they will collect all good qualities. Please go to where the teacher is, the teacher fully awakened into happiness, the conqueror who is not even slightly tired. For our sake, please go say to him, You have conquered Mara and vanquished him despite his strength. You quickly set ablaze the Dharma that supports and holds all sentient beings. Since we have not heard the Dharma by which we will become Buddhas, in order to benefit us, Elder, we ask that you go quickly. We have not seen the Tathagata endowed with 32 marks. Until we do, we will not cross over. Speaking so, we all wait respectfully. Vaishajasena said, Look above for a moment. What is it you see up there? They looked above, and there they saw 3,500 towering palaces in all, remaining above all around. They were decorated exquisitely with 7 gems and were well adorned with a latticework of jewels. Inside were flowers in full bloom and divine incense wafted down. At that they questioned the elder, What is this apparition here of towering palaces with jeweled latticework and lotus filaments all throughout? Vaishajasena said, These places are for you. Go so that you may see the Buddha. Bow down to the one who is chief, who has passed beyond this world, to the one who illuminates the world. They said, But we know no path to him, nor is the Tathagata seen. Since we do not know the path, where shall we go to prostrate? Vaishajasena said, Just as space is without bounds and is not susceptible to being touched, so it is not possible to go to bow before the teacher who gives forth nectar. In just the way Mount Sumeru abides, so too is the teacher in his abode. Mount Sumeru is susceptible to being measured, as is the depth of the great ocean. It is possible to count all the specks of dust found in a galaxy of 1 billion worlds, but there is no knowing the arising of Buddhas. Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions bow before him who illuminates the world. They said, Protector of the world, look at us. Please fulfill our wishes. We bow down from our hearts to the teacher, and from that may we attain the fruit. Vaishajasena said, The teacher has no attachment to sense, none to garlands or to lotions. He upholds the cause of sentient beings, and by him they will be set free from conditioned existence. Those who have subdued their minds and gone for refuge to Buddha will not be engaged in battle by the supremely terrifying Mara. They will not come under the power of death. They will quickly attain Tarani. Their minds will be inspired with pure faith, and after that they will see the teacher. Then the Blessed One, the Tathagata, whose voice is delightful like the sound of a Kalavinka sparrow, displayed a smile. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, arose from his seat, bowed down toward the Blessed One with palms joined, and said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, 84,000 light rays have come forth from your face, and this galaxy of 1 billion world systems and everything in it is suffused with these light rays. All 32 great hells are suffused with them too. They are also illuminating 32 deva realms. These light rays are of a great variety of colors, such as green, yellow, red, white, crimson, crystal, and silver. These light rays, after emerging from the face of the Blessed One, did everything to bring about the happiness of the sentient beings of the galaxy of 1 billion world systems, and after that they returned, circumambulated the Blessed One 7 times, and disappeared into the Blessed One's crown. What is the reason for displaying the smile that brought this about? What were the conditions? Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, also said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, if an opportunity were afforded to me, I would like to ask a certain matter of the Blessed One, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha. He said this, and the Blessed One said the following to the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena. Paishajasena, ask whatever you wish, and I will satisfy your mind with an explanation of whatever is asked. He said, Blessed One, after those 30,000 million young beings who arose had understood the teachings of the subtle Dharma of the Tathagata, they said to the old beings, You old ones do not know the Dharma. You are constantly attached to what is not Dharma and to non-virtue. When they say these subtle things that are unpleasant, speak out unreservedly, and thus inflict harm, Blessed One, why were they uttering these pleasant and attractive words? The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, do you not know why they speak these words? They speak things that are tender and extremely pleasant for the Tathagata. Because they have heard the Dharma, Paishajasena, on account of that, they will understand the meaning of all the Dharma. They will become endowed with all good qualities. They will all realize dharanis. From today on, they will abide on the 10 grounds. Today they will sound the great dharma drum. Today they will become endowed with the attributes of the great dharma. Vaishajasena, do you see these towering palaces? He said, Blessed One, I see them. Sugata, I see them. The Blessed One said, Vaishajasena, on this very day, these young beings will be seated inside these towering palaces and will then attain a clear realization of the dharma. On this very day, they will bring about the completion of all the virtuous dharmas. Today, they will beat the great dharma drum. Today, many classes of devas will be made to attain a direct realization of the dharma. Even many sentient beings of the hell realm, dwelling in wrong realms, having heard the teaching of the Tathagata's wisdom, will overcome cyclic existence and be victorious. At that time, all 90,000 million old beings will attain the fruit of stream entry, and they will all become endowed with the dharma too. Paishajasena, they will all completely cast away all sufferings. Paishajasena, they will all accomplish the viewing of the Tathagata. Paishajasena, they will all become endowed with the sound of the great dharma. Paishajasena, look in the four directions. The Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, looked everywhere in the four directions, and from the east there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 50 million Ganges rivers. From the south there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 60 million Ganges rivers. From the west there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 70 million Ganges rivers. From the north there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 80 million Ganges rivers. From below there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 90 million Ganges rivers, and from above there came as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 100 million Ganges rivers. After they had arrived, they sat down to one side before the Blessed One. They were seated to one side, and the bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, what are the black forms and red forms visible in the sky above? He said, Paishajasena, do you not know what the black forms and red forms seen in the sky are? The Tathagata knows. Paishajasena, this is Mara. Paishajasena, do you wish to see? He said, Blessed One, I wish to. Sugata, I wish to. The Blessed One said, Paishajasena, bodhisattvas equaling the grains of sand in 100 million Ganges rivers have arrived. He said, Blessed One, what is the reason for the arrival of these bodhisattvas? What are the conditions? Paishajasena, the young beings are the condition by which all sentient beings will now become endowed with the dharma of meditation. Paishajasena, do you see the sentient beings with various forms who have arrived here and the various blessings that have arrived here through supernatural powers? He said, I see as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in 100 million Ganges rivers, and as many bodhisattvas as grains of sand in hundreds of thousands of myriad millions of Ganges rivers, abiding through supernatural powers, and they abide with many forms, many colors, and many shapes. Those bodhisattvas abide in the abode of the Arya Dharma. I have seen those bodhisattvas abiding in places of Dharma together with their retinues. After the Blessed One had spoken thus, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, the Bodhisattva, the great being Paishajasena, and all the young and old Bodhisattvas, along with the entire assembly and the world with its devas, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the speech of the Blessed One. The noble Sangata Sutra Dharma Paryaya is completed.